105 KLOS.
What's up? How you doing, man?
Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Wait, why is your arm all scratched up? The other one. The other white arm. Were you fighting again? Were you fighting in the streets?
I wasn't fighting in the street. I was fighting a guy, an old guy.
Damn,
talk
dude.
About that later.
This guy comes in all
not
roughed
physically.
Up.
No, don't be ridiculous.
Quite often.
Don't. I'm all good.
No, Mom, I didn't do anything.
Right.
That guy's lying.
Why are you bearing
concerned.
Down on me? No, you're not. You're not concerned.
Amused.
Should we do the Gimme Five from yesterday?
Yeah. The big O. Oh, what were the big five songs, if you remember? Tell them what they win.
You get a T-shirt. You get a KLOS T-shirt.
Very nice T-shirt.
818-955-KLOS. Also coming up, I'm going to tell you about the actual parking fight that I had with an old man.
See, I knew it.
I ran into a get-off-my-lawn guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Get off my lawn!
Yep. Ran into one of those dudes.
Don't let your dog pee on my lawn.
Had it out with him. It was quite something. Talk about
out.
That. We will also talk to Michael Schneider from Variety.
Nice. Yeah, it's Emmy season, so he's got the inside scoop. He's got the outside scoop, even.
That is correct, yes. I don't know if you've been following these Secret Service texts, but this is a weird story.
Yeah, this is really weird. They say they could only find one.
Right. Don't exist. And if anybody could cover it up, it would be the Secret Service.
That is a fact. Yes. If anyone could actually make them disappear.
Right.
But generally, they're there somewhere.
Texts
someone could find
don't
them.
Disappear.
Yeah. Let's ask Trixie, you know, our what do you call her?
Oh, our IT guy?
Yeah. I bet he would know how
he
to
may.
Retrieve those.
He may. That's an interesting angle.
The Secret Service would make him disappear.
And today's Gimme Five is colorful song titles.
Yeah.
Colorful song titles.
Be thinking of those and be ready around five to come up with some. But right now, if you remember yesterday's five, give us a call. Be caller 13 818-955 KLOS. Get yourself a lovely KLOS T-shirt.
Good luck. Listen, sometimes you can't help yourself. That's what I'm saying in my defense.
How many times have I said that?
Sometimes you can't help yourself.
That's a fact.
Sometimes you got to stir up the bee's nest.
Oh, man, true. You're just spilling truth.
I don't know why today was that day.
Yeah.
But there's a guy who has a Photoshop business.
Photoshop business.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Near me, and there's a parking lot that he used to have three parking spots in.
Okay.
And it's pretty close to my place, so I would use, when I have groceries or whatever, I would just pull in his spot for 3 to 4 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Take stuff in, and then leave.
Are the spots marked, do not use Photoshop only?
Technically.
Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Technically, yes.
Okay.
But
have you made friends with this older gentleman?
Oh, no. It's been going on for a long time.
Okay.
This is me and him.
Get off my lawn. Listen, old man, you don't want to f*** with me. Did you hear me? I said get off my lawn now.
Are you f***ing crazy? Go back in the house.
Yeah. I blow a hole in your face, and then I go in the house, and I sleep like a baby. You can count on that.
So, knowing you, sound more like Clint Eastwood than the other dude.
No, I'm not. But so knowing him, was I fully in his spot? No. But I thought, I wonder how many feet over I can get into his space before he comes bounding out of his store.
You get the hell out of here. Yes. You coming in here to shop some photos? No, then you get out of my parking space.
And I started counting 1,001, 1,002, and I got to 1,014, and he was out the door.
Wow,
man.
Really?
He was
14
out the door
seconds.
Coming at me.
So no one is coming into his store.
Nope.
He's clearly
zero
sitting
people.
There.
Yes.
Have you ever worked retail and sat there waiting for people to come in?
I
do know that feeling, but someone parked in a spot in front that was reserved for us, I don't give a rat's ass.
Really?
No.
Oh. Well, he does. And I don't blame him, but he goes
but
overboard.
Three spots.
He does a get off my lawn thing.
Really?
So I pull partially into his spot and partially into the next one for just a couple minutes just to take some stuff in.
Just to be a dick.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, yes. So he comes out. He's like, get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
That's my parking spot.
Yeah. People coming in here to fix their photographs.
Where are my customers supposed to park? Now, at this point.
Well, we got two spates there, buddy.
At this point. I'm a dick at this point because I go, I don't know, where are they all going to park? Because there's no one there.
Wow.
And I just am going to bring stuff in.
Driving home the fact that
he has three minutes.
Well,
I'm saying it's a couple minutes and he's acting like it's the end of the world.
That's the way you like go, dude, I'm so sorry. Look, I'm really old or something. And I need to carry these groceries in.
No.
You kiss a little ass.
No. I can't because he comes on so strong.
Yeah.
He comes out, he's like, I'm gonna have your car towed.
That does make me want to park in this spot.
That's
a fact.
Go, feel free. I'm going to be here for 3 minutes. Feel free to get a tow truck in that amount of time.
Right.
And he makes a big production out of getting out his cell phone.
I get my cell phone. Oh, God, I need somebody to come tow a car.
Hello, I'm a professional manipulator of photographs, and this young whippersnapper's taking up one of my parking spaces.
So what?
So I walk inside, I put my stuff inside, I come out and move my car.
Yeah.
But it was just...
Did he flip you off
for
as
some
you did?
No, he was cursing at me.
Really?
Yes, he was...
He's a little wound up.
He starts wound up. I think that's what drives me crazy.
That's why you gotta poke that bear, because it amuses you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for understanding.
I get it.
I'm glad, because look, I was poking the bear, but he was very much...
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. I pay for that spot. Where are my customers supposed to park? And I started out by saying, dude, I'm just going to be here for like 2.5-3 minutes. I just need to bring some stuff.
Does that say if you were going to be here for 2 or 3 minutes, you go right ahead?
Yes.
No, it says Photoshop parking only. What part of that can't you read, son?
So we're going to take your calls for you ran into a get-off-my-lawn guy.
Hmm.
You ran into a get-off-my-lawn guy. Somebody who's...
Look, we're all slowly moving towards that.
Correct. But somebody who starts at a 10...
Right. And only goes up from
like
there.
Like, he's really already had it with the human civilization.
You're going to have to call 911 for him because he's going to fall down.
He may.
Right.
He may. But you've had a run-in with a get-off-my-lawn guy.
We want to hear about it.
818-955-KLOS. You call 818-955-KLOS.
Wilhelm Eidel. He's been posting a bunch of really interesting stuff, some old newspaper articles about the burgeoning punk scene in New York City.
Oh, that's so great.
And a lot of pictures of him in the early days and just clearly having a damn good time. And it's really
still having a damn good time.
Yeah. All these centuries later. So if you're not following him on social media, Billy Idol, he's always very entertaining. A lot of good stuff up right now.
We were talking about people who started at 10, the Get Off My Lawn guys.
Get off my lawn!
I poked one today. I can't help. Every once in a while, you have to.
You just got to see what happens.
You can't not.
No, exactly.
That's my point.
Sadly, I kind of get it.
So you had a run-in with a get-off-my-lawn guy?
Hey, he's KLOS.
Yes, hi.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, and I pulled into a site that was being worked on, but it was in the evening, and there's nobody there. And
right.
This guy, he comes out next door, and he's got this building that's built all the way to the property line,
mm-hmm.
and 2 stories high.
Yeah.
And he starts going, what the f*** are you doing? How come you're parking there? That's not your property. How would you like if somebody came over and...
How would you like... I always like that question. You know, because I'm always like, I would actually love it. I think it would be
over.
Neat. It would be swell. Thank you for asking.
Have you had run-ins with this guy before?
No. I've seen him around, but he... And it was like 5 or 10 minutes. I couldn't get a word in edgewise. He's like, f*** you. F*** off. You're a f***ing ass. Hypocrite.
I love
wow.
it. There is something about somebody who starts at a 10 that just,
it's amusing.
I can't
it's
resist.
Funny. It's the exact opposite of the reaction they want from you, but it's hilarious.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks
appreciate
for calling,
it.
Man. Thank you.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, I got a story for you.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
I got a big car, and I pulled into my spot, and I mean, I'm in my spot,
mm-hmm.
right in the middle of it. And this car next to me is parked a little bit on my side. So I get out of the car, and a young lady comes out and says, how the hell am I supposed to get in my car now? Don't be a dick. Starting right off like a 10. Why are you being a dick parking so close? I said, I'm parking in the middle of my spot. You're the one who's over. So I told her, if you just wait a minute, I'll move for you. And I did, and she didn't even say thank you. So,
wow. Wow.
A young really? Woman, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Get out of your spot so I can...
Yeah.
So I can get in my car, which is in half in your spot.
Damn it, Karen.
Yeah.
thank you for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
You recently had a run-in with this guy.
Get off my lawn. Get off my lawn.
Listen, old man, you don't want to fuck with me. Did you hear me? I said get off my lawn now. Are you f***ing crazy? Go back in the house.
Yeah. I blow a hole in your face and then I go in the house. And I sleep like a baby. You can count on that.
Merry Christmas.
People are wound a little too tight.
Yeah.
And you've had a run-in with one of these guys?
Well, you know the one a-hole neighbor that doesn't take care of their yards?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I live in a really nice neighborhood. Everybody's grass is green. Yeah, this asshole has 2 pit bulls. They come over and shit on my lawn every day. And I asked him about it. You know, come on, man. It's like, really? I carry a little bag when I walk my dog.
Right.
My dog on his lawn. and he ain't got no lawn.
That's what dogs do. What's the big deal?
That's what dogs do, and that's how you take care of your dog.
You clean it up afterwards. Yeah.
Well, I have a friend that works at a veterinary clinic, and I asked a small request if I could pick up all the dog droppings for one day. I left it on his porch.
Nicely done. Nicely played.
Also, too.
Thank you for
very much. I'm glad you guys approved.
Yes. Thank you for calling.
Badass day. I love you guys.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kevin and Flogo. How do you do?
How do you do?
So about 5 years ago now, my grandma, she was moving out of her apartment in Echo Park. She was old. She had to move somewhere where she couldn't, you know, where she didn't have to climb upstairs.
Right. Sure.
Right.
So I pull up. I was taking her home to get the last bit of her belongings. I pull up real close to the stairs in the driveway to get her out and help her up the stairs real quick. Well, the property manager, he happened to stop by.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of young guy in his, like, late 30s or 40s. And he immediately starts yelling at me as I'm helping my grandmother up the stairs.
Wow.
He says, hey, you need to move your car right now or else I'm going to call a tow truck. And I was like, excuse me? Who are you? He's like, I'm the property manager and you need to move your car right now.
Wow.
Like, do you not see me helping my grandma?
Right?
And my grandma turns around and he's like, hey, you leave my grandson alone, you prick.
Grandma for the
Woo!
Win.
Woo! Granny, go! Wow, what a dickweed. People are just out of control.
They really are, but I love your grandma.
Yeah, she rules. She rocks.
Love you, Grandma.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon, and we welcome to the air Michael Schneider.
Yeah.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, dude.
As they call me, the Def Leppard himself.
No one calls you that.
No one calls me that.
Zero people call you
that. Someone in the hallway saying it, I think. But that's it.
Michael is a Variety.
Yes.
Variety.com is Variety.
I am Variety.
I just made that announcement.
I'm a man of Variety.
The Variety of life.
Yes, I bring it all. I bring it all for you. Yes, TV editor, Variety, all that good stuff.
Let's talk about TV, shall
we? Yes, yes. We love television. There's a lot of it. I don't know if you've heard. There may be too much TV.
It really is impossible to keep up with.
There's so much and so many outlets now and so many amazing scripted shows.
And when you're watching shows and you're trying difficult, it's very difficult like to keep up with the ones you're watching. And then somebody else goes, oh, no, you need to
see this.
No,
and then you try and watch it, and you're like, oh, this is really good. Now, well, how can I add this into the rotation?
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to add to your stress right now.
Yeah, exactly. Add to the rotation of shows that you're probably already watching. Because, by the way, if you're not watching the series finale of Better Call Saul right now.
Right.
Pretty amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I won't spoil it, but there was a big movement on this week's show that answered at least one of the big questions of that entire series.
Say no more.
I will say no more.
I haven't watched it yet.
but yes.
That's one that if you are looking for something, certainly go back and pick that
one. Oh, my God. Absolutely.
It's really great.
I do wonder, once it's all done, like how great would that be to start, watch all of Better Call Saul,
yes,
and then go into Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
and then there was the movie El Camino after that. So if you want that entire experience, that'll be fun.
That'd what did you think of that little follow-up, El Camino, that whole thing?
I mean, I love it all.
Yeah,
totally. You know, Aaron Paul is fantastic.
Oh, he's great.
So,
yeah.
So yeah, so that's a show that everyone knows about. But the two shows, I'll give you two picks to click if you haven't watched yet. Have you watched The Bear on FX?
Keep hearing about it. Yeah,
I heard about it too. What is it?
Yeah, it's this little show it's not really a comedy. It's not really a drama, but it stars Jeremy Allen White, who you may remember as one of the kids from Shameless. You remember?
Yeah,
did you watch Shameless?
Yes.
Yeah. So he was one of the teenagers. He's all grown up now, and in the show, he actually plays a chef.
Oh dear.
I'm sorry. What was that word you just used? He plays a
chef.
You don't like chefs?
No.
Shows about chefs?
Hate shows about chefs. Hey, there's something about shows about chefs where they take themselves so seriously and they yell about a salad?
Or like a DJ who's yelling about a chef show? That's a weird... He has weird triggers.
I did not expect this to trigger.
Bizarre.
I can't take
it. You never know.
It
takes place in Chicago. It's one of the most realistic shows I've seen about Chicago in a long time. So he's a high-end chef who basically... His brother dies, so he inherits his brother's restaurant. So he comes back to Chicago. The restaurant's a mess. It's populated by these insane characters, including his cousin. And so he, you know, gets into immediate fights with his cousin.
Does he
brings
a lot
on
of
some new people. It's a restaurant, so there's a lot of yelling at a restaurant, but it's a really deep, really interesting character study. The characters are amazing. Chicago,
so it's not really a show about a restaurant. It's a show about the family.
It's about him. It's about the characters. It's about Chicago. It's about the restaurant, too. Okay. It's a little bit of everything, but it's well worth your time. The Bear. FX. One more time from Kevin.
That's one of them. Okay.
Kevin, you love the Louds, so you don't like people screaming?
I don't like people screaming about food and the preparation
wow.
of it.
Wow.
I hate Hell's Kitchen. I don't want to see anyone getting all worked up about a freaking food.
Yeah, it's not a reality show, though. Right. So at least you'll appreciate sort of the narrative of this.
Sorry.
The other show that, what was your tolerance of Nathan for you? Remember Nathan Fielder?
I liked it.
Yeah, so
it was super weird. And
yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, and he's also one of the producers of How To with John Wilson, which also is a very polarizing show on HBO Max and HBO. But he's back. So Nathan Fielder is back with a new show called The Rehearsal that's also on HBO. And basically, take the idea sort of what he did for Nathan for You, but sort of hone it in that he approaches people who have something big they need to do. Maybe they need to break some news to a loved one. Maybe there's just something that they need to do. So what he does is he brings in actors. He recreates the scenario. He even builds like the building that they're going to do this conversation
wow.
in, and then
jeez.
They rehearse it.
Wow.
And he brings up every different scenario imaginable for how this conversation may go down.
It's
and
still got to go wrong sometimes, though.
Sounds like, great.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And so he throws all these different scenarios
right.
on this real life person
right.
who's not an actor, who's
right.
actually surrounded by actors playing that person's loved one. And so it's a real interesting character study in the psyche of real people and how they react and how, you know, the different ways they may react to some news or
something
going on.
Really kind of always want to do in your head anyway. So to have fleshed it out in a show.
Yeah. I love this guy, Nathan Fielder. I mean, he's like doing sociology experiments,
right.
but with HBO budgets.
Yes. Yes. I love that.
Nice.
And it's pretty incredible. So
what that one's called again? I'm sorry.
That's The Rehearsal.
That's The Rehearsal on
okay,
HBO.
Cool. Nice.
And then a bunch of shows coming up that you should keep an eye on. The Resort coming up on Peacock, which I know, again, I don't know if a lot of people are watching Peacock. But
there's some really good music videos on Peacock, actually. Some really good channels on Peacock. Just playing videos. So, yes.
So if you want your old school videos.
Yeah.
But they also have some original.
If you want old MTV stuff.
Exactly,
shows as well. So
what's The Resort?
So William Jackson Harper, who you may remember from The Good Place, and Kristen Milioti, who's in Palm Springs and a bunch of shows. So they play a couple on this show, and they're on vacation in Cancun, and their marriage is falling apart. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary, but their marriage is falling apart. So they stumble across sort of this mystery, and they start to investigate this murder mystery, and it kind of brings them closer together. At the same time, suddenly their lives are in danger. I compare it to The White Lotus meets Only Murders in the Building.
Wow.
So if you're into The White Lotus and sort of that sort of world, but then also the sort of the comedic mystery of Only Murders. There's a little bit of both of that, and then
so it doesn't take itself completely seriously,
great.
Right? But but there's a real dark sort of comedic
nice.
Mystery at the center of it.
Cool.
This mysterious family in Cancun that's sort of behind the disappearance of these murdered people, and so there's a whodunit aspect to it. So
nice.
That's coming out on July 28th.
Love that.
And you've got July 29, you've got Neil Patrick Harris has a new comedy called Uncoupled, where he's a 40-year-old man who breaks up with his husband after 17 years of marriage. So first time he's trying to figure out how to date in this new world. So it's from Darren Star, who, you know, did the original Sex and the City and a bunch of shows. So it's a new comedy.
Nice.
Second season of Reservation Dogs comes on August 3rd. So if you like the first season, it's definitely a show to...
I don't know what that is.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
It's new to you.
Yes, it's new to me.
It's a show that takes place on a Native American reservation in Oklahoma. It's about these teenagers who are trying desperately to get out and maybe move to Los Angeles. And every time they try to make some money to move, there's always a setback. And it's a comedy with these characters that you've never really seen before on television.
Interesting.
And it's a really, really smart, funny show. So
thanks.
Season 2 starts August 3rd on FX. August 4th. Fourth on Paramount Plus is the return of Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, I've been seeing this coming up for a while now.
Mike Judge is bringing them back.
You ever seen Mike Judge actually do the voices for those guys? It looks like he's like his neck is gonna pop. pop off. He looks like in his pain. Head's gonna explode, yeah, he's in so much pain doing those movies.
Yes.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, and he brought them back once before in 2011, so he's bringing them back for the streaming generation. So that should be interesting to see. Right. You've got the remake of League of Their Own, a TV series with Abby Jacobson coming out on August 12 on Amazon. You've got Tales of the Walking Dead, which is an anthology version of
it's
Walking
Dead. It's just not possible to watch everything.
On August 14. You've got She-Hulk, Attorney at Law. This looks really interesting.
That sounds like an 80s, like, one week only at the theater movie.
Attorney at Law.
And that's the point. It's sort of the, it's a quirky Tatiana Maslany, of course, from Orphan Black.
I love her.
Nice. Yeah. So,
love.
And it's sort of a legal comedy drama, so it doesn't take itself too seriously. Obviously, with that title, She-Hulk, Attorney at Law.
Right.
So she's an attorney, but she's got some of the Hulk powers. That's coming to Disney Plus.
That is fantastic. A weird, those combinations are getting very strange now.
Yeah.
Like, everybody can have superpowers.
And give us one more to look forward to, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and talk about Comic-Con and the Emmys.
Okay, well, this will lead into our next break, because we got House of the Dragon, which is the Game of Thrones prequel, coming on August 21, and then you've got the Lord of the Rings series coming on September 2. Those are the two big, massive shows with some of the biggest budgets in TV history coming in the next couple of months. So
that's very exciting. All right, we're going to play this song. We'll come right back. Michael Snyder is here, the TV editor of Variety. Michael Snyder is here. He is the TV editor for Variety.
So hear me out. There's a chef, right? And he's a,
go ahead.
And he's a funny chef.
Nope. Let's talk about, I don't know
but
why.
He screams a lot.
Yes.
He hates everybody.
I don't know why.
Kevin, you love food.
Yes, I do.
You love TV.
Yes.
You love people scream. You like the louds.
I do like louds, yeah.
I mean, that combination is toxic.
Somehow.
I hate all food TV, first of all. I don't know why. I love food, but I hate all food TV. Yeah. So none of it's interesting to me.
Hmm. All right. Well, again, the bear
and then,
is not.
When you then start talking about a guy like, I forget what, whoever's Hell's Kitchen, he's like berating people. It's like, what's happening here?
Yeah. Get back to the kitchen.
Yes. I'm not watching this.
Dude. Right.
Sorry. Let's talk Comic-Con.
Comic-Con. Yes. Yes. So, or as I like to call it, San Diego COVID-Con.
No kidding. Jeez. Oh, my God.
Wish me luck. Yeah, wish everyone luck.
Yes. You're going to wear a mask full time, I assume.
Full time. Yeah, that actually is required. So
it is.
Yeah. So I guess that's the one nod. But yeah, there's going to be several hundred thousand people there, and I'm sure everyone is vaxxed and ready to go.
Of course.
And it's not super spreading right now again.
No. Some of them wear masks already with their cosplay, so
that's true.
They don't necessarily need to.
This is true. So, but I was going to say, even before COVID, if you were going to get something, it was probably going to be down at Comic-Con.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially if you're lucky. If you had a good time, better time you had.
What is the big thing coming out of Comic-Con?
Well, a lot of people are coming back. We weren't sure if they were, but Marvel's coming back. They're going to be showing, talking about Black Panther Wakanda Forever and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Oh, I cannot wait for that.
Can't wait for that as well.
Big time.
Warner Brothers has a couple things, including Black Adam, which is the Dwayne Johnson movie. They've got the Shazam sequel, Fury of the Gods. HBO, of course, is, we mentioned it before the break, so they've got their Game of Thrones prequel, House of the Dragon, so that's going to be the big one. Actually, they've got a pop-up that I hear you can actually birth your own dragon egg, so if you're into that kind of
thing. I've done that before, and it hurts more than anything.
It wasn't even a officially sanctioned activation.
No,
it was just in your background.
It's just him. In his private life.
And like we mentioned before, so Amazon, of course, has their Lord of the Rings series, The Rings of Power, so that's going to be a big Hall H event.
Hall H, for those of you that haven't been there, is the biggest hall where they have thousands of people that they have these huge, huge convention things.
Yeah, that's
it's crazy.
That's where several thousand people can sit in one place.
And people stand in line all the way down to the Mexican border for that hall.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of activations. Another one that I'm really excited about is, the show Severance. We've talked about Severance.
Oh, love it. Music is particularly good. The soundtrack is.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait for that to come back.
Love that show.
Yeah, no, so they're having an activation where you can actually experience being severed yourself, whatever that means.
Just a bash to the back of the head, I guess.
I feel like I live that way. We need to take a break, and then we're going to come back and talk Emmys. Yes?
Yeah.
All right.
Do not wander off.
Michael Schneider is here, also known as Brother Mike to Brother a lot Mike. Of people.
I also make it easy.
He's the TV editor for Variety. Let's talk Emmys.
Yes. So Emmys last week came out, and pretty good list this year. So let me hear your picks. So I'll give you the nominees for the major categories, okay. Starting with drama.
All right.
Better Call Saul.
Tough to beat right there.
I can't imagine that's not going to sweep.
But go ahead.
Well, I mean, this is a stack list. Euphoria, Ozark, Severance, Squid Game, Stranger Things, Succession, and Yellow Jackets.
I guess it would be Stranger Things might, because it's four in, and Better Call Saul has such a long tail, and Severance is a little soon, a little early.
Does that play into it, into the voting a lot? Like,
well,
a show that's been around for a while versus a brand new, like Squid Game.
What plays into it is if a show has done well in the past and Succession has done really well with the Emmys. Right. And they actually had 25 nominations this year, the most of any show.
Wow.
So
that show's a miracle because zero people are likable on it.
Well, that's the...
They're all hateable.
Well, Cousin Greg.
No, I mean, there's a couple of
You love to hate them.
Yes. Screaming chefs.
I think, yes. Yes, yes, you love to hate them. So I do think Succession probably, but keep your eye on Severance.
Yeah.
People really sort of got into
did
that.
Did you just say yo?
Did I say yo? I don't know.
I think you did.
Did he? We want to tape. Let's find out.
Yo?
Keep your eye out of yo.
All right. Give us another. Give us another category.
Comedy side, we have Abbott Elementary, which is a new show that people seem to really love, which is great. Barry, Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, my God. Barry, by the way.
Barry.
Just incredible.
Couldn't agree more.
I love that show.
I don't even need to hear the rest because I'm Barry.
Yeah. Well, you got Curb, you got Hacks, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Only Murders in the Building, which people really
that's
love.
Phenomenal.
Ted
phenomenal.
Lasso, and What We Do in the Shadows.
Ted Lasso, I love.
What We Do in the Shadows.
We're big What We Do in the Shadows fans, too.
Huge. Yeah.
It's a nice great mix. Ted Lasso. So again, is the one that's dominated recently, and got 20 nominations. So it's the front runner, but Only Murders. People do love Steve Martin, Martin Short.
Yeah, true.
And this new season, I mean, I like how they keep referencing that it's the new season on the show, and they're really playing with it, you know. And there's so many things that you would think, oh, that's insane. There wouldn't be all these hidden passages in a building, but that happens. It's true.
It does happen.
Yeah, especially New York.
Yes.
Of course. Exactly. And just the magic of those two along with Selena Gomez.
Yes, she is amazing. Yeah. She's great.
Yeah. So, but Abbott Elementary is a show that is really on the rise. It's on ABC. It's the show that's saving broadcast TV. So don't count that one out. And then the other big category is limited series. So at least this switches every year because it's only the miniseries that show up once.
Okay.
So you had Dope Sick, which was the Michael Keaton show. The Dropout, you know, the show about Elizabeth Holmes with Amanda Seyfried.
Right.
Inventing Anna, another scammer show. A lot of these are scammer shows.
Sure.
Pam and Tommy, which...
Yeah.
I didn't watch that because I felt like I knew that story.
Living in here at Kalo.
Yes. It was a fun show, though. And then The White Lotus, which got 20 nominations, so sort of considered
I've
the front runner.
I've not seen any of those.
Really?
I need to get busy.
Since you are at Variety, are you allowed to throw out your choices? I mean...
I think the front runners are the ones to sort of keep an eye on. So White Lotus probably for limited series. But I thought Dropout was fantastic as well. And comedy, you know, you can't discount Ted Lasso, but Only Murders I really enjoyed. Abbott Elementary, I think, like I was saying, could come on. And I think I was telling you before in drama, I love me some Better Call Saul.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
And
show.
As that show comes to an end, it's going to have one more chance next year because of the way the calendar is set up. These final episodes will actually count for 2023's Emmys.
Oh,
so
nice.
You'll still see people talking about it next year, but I think it's going to be at that point so long in the tooth that if it doesn't get it this year, it's probably not going to get a chance to get it. So,
maybe they will give it to it this year.
At least Bob Odenkirk,
guy
deserves an Emmy before
so
the show ends.
Agreed.
So I'm keeping my fingers crossed for him.
Nice.
So much good TV, and I don't think there are many chefs in any of these shows.
That is rocking good news. For Kevin. Who knew?
Listen. Thank you for coming in, Michael.
Yeah, Michael. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Till next time, guys.
How can people follow you on Twitter?
Variety.com. And also Franklin Avenue is my Twitter handle.
Thank you for coming in, man.
Definitely.
Give me five coming up in just a few minutes.
Yeah, colorful songs. Songs with color in the title.
First, there may be four extraterrestrial civilizations in the Milky Way that could attack our planet.
Really, just four?
That could attack our planet! This is according to Alberto Caballero, a PhD student at the University of Vigo in Spain.
Can you rewind? Did you say student?
PhD student.
Student.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right,
you know the WOW signal? The so-called signal?
They
explain to people what the WOW signal is.
Back in 1977 or so, they for some reason decided if there was extraterrestrial life out there, they would probably try and contact us via radio.
Mm-hmm.
So they started listening, and what do you know? There's about 70 seconds of some little weird audio that came punching through, and they're like, he actually wrote down, he took a picture of the waveform and wrote WOW on it, and that's why it's called the WOW.
So now,
all these years later,
now this PhD student says that there are at least four civilizations that may attack.
Because of the WOW signal?
Yes.
45, 50 years ago?
Yes.
I see.
So if you don't mind, let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline and say good afternoon to Alberto Caballero.
Oh, nice.
We actually have the man himself. Alberto.
Bueno.
Hi.
Bueno. Kevin Yasoga, how are you today?
We're very good.
Aces.
How are you?
I am so scared because all the aliens are going to destroy our planet. Yes, they're going to. I've done the math.
How come? And why is this the first time we're hearing about this? That there's.
I don't know because I'm just a student of a PhD.
Right. So what do
and
you?
And there should be other people like teachers and junk who know more about this than I do.
But that's our question, though. What don't they? And if they.
But they don't because I'm the first one to realize there are four different civilizations in the Milky Way. That or the way de leche, as I like to call it, that are going to destroy the planet.
Do you think it's just possible they might just want to say hi or have sex with humans?
Yeah,
instead
how do you know they're
kill
angry?
Us all? Yeah.
How do you know they want to destroy
us? I don't know what they're going to do before they destroy us.
Oh.
But, eventually, they're going to end up destroying the planet 10%.
Well, that sucks. How do you think they'll do it? What will be their method of attack?
Here's my calculation.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's there's many civilizations out there, but I did the math, and it comes down to, out of all of them, then maybe four want to kill us. The rest are probably okay guys.
But why do you think the four want to kill us?
Because of the way the world works, the way life works, the way everybody works. Most people don't want to kill people, but there's always one guy that wants to kill somebody.
You know, that's a good point.
That is a good point.
My other question would be, I mean, you've seen civilizations, you know that they're out there? And...
Oh, yeah, I've seen it for sure.
How?
I can tell you the four different groups for sure are going to do it.
Please do.
One, Klingons.
Klingons.
Always attacking. Klingons. I know this for sure, for certain. I've seen this many times.
Yes, they do attack a lot.
Yes, Romulans, also very aggressive. Very much so, with their pointy ears and their pointy attitudes, quite frankly.
Right, okay.
Yes. Borg! The Borg! You gotta be careful of the Borg!
The Borg?
They fly in a square thing.
That's yeah, I was gonna say, they're a bunch of squares. I mean, I don't...
And the last one, Orcs.
Orcs. Wow.
First it's all nice, first it's all nano-nano, and the next thing you know, it's nano-no-no, right?
Thank you, Alberto, for joining us. We appreciate it.
No problem.
Okay. Give me five. And this is Give Me Five.
Give Me Five, baby.
Five songs in a row.
Kevin and Sluggo.
Right.
Who?
Five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is colorful song titles, and I tried to do this. And it was difficult.
Yeah, it is surprisingly difficult to come up with five songs that have color in the title. But here's one, Blackwater.
Sorry, give me five songs in a row at 5 o'clock with a theme. Today's theme is colorful song titles.
We always like to take suggestions. Do you have one? Hello?
Hey, what's up, man? How about Cream, White Room?
Hey, I like that.
That's what a great suggestion.
Damn good suggestion. Who are you?
Israel.
Yisrael.
The Mexican Ice Cube.
All right, here's some... Cream.
All right.
Thank you, Cube.
Hey, that's a twofer. That's two colors in one song title.
as we had earlier, too, with Van Halen.
Yeah, that's actually, that was for Tammy, that one right there. She said, hey, you played Black and Blue from Van Halen. How about Blue on Black, the five-finger Death Punch cover? I thought that was a very good suggestion.
It's Gimme Five, which is five songs in a row with a theme, and today's theme is colorful song titles. When I saw that, I thought, oh, go ahead, sorry.
No. Blackwater was Doobie Brothers, number five. Black and Blue, Van Halen, was number four. Then, what was number three? Oh, White Room, very good suggestion. Cream, and Blue on Black right there. So, you thought...
When I saw colorful song titles, I thought, oh, easy.
Right?
There's Yellow Submarine, and then... Yeah, that's all I got.
The Blue Meanies! The Blue Meanies! Very first time I ever got drunk, I watched that movie with a friend. She got me drunk and put that movie on, and I was screaming at the Blue Meanies.
All right. You watch anything in that particular
instance. That is a fact, my friend.
Listen, we're going to ask you tomorrow for those five songs.
Yeah, if you can remember those five songs, we've got a lovely KLOS t-shirt to give you out in the 3 o'clock hour tomorrow afternoon. Kevin, you tell me that's Ralph Garman's favorite song?
He loves it. He can't get enough.
Big Bon Jovi fan of Wanted Dead or Alive?
Can't get enough.
Oh, yeah. That one's for you, Ralph.
It is Kevin and Sluggo on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. There's a weird story about the Secret Service deleting their texts.
Yeah, that's not suspicious at all.
From January 6th.
And there's no way to get him back. You know, but if we come for you, we'll find every text you ever even thought about writing.
It's a bizarre story because they actually said to the Secret Service, make sure that you don't delete anything. The story was somebody came and gave, it was the assistant to his President Trump's chief of staff.
Right.
And she said that he, A, pulled the wheel. He wanted to go to the Capitol.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Pulled the wheel of the car and then choked a Secret Service
agent. I remember hearing that at the time.
Yes.
Like, not only just recently, but at the time.
So Congress was like, hey, how about some texts from that time?
You guys must have been chatting about that a little bit.
And it turns out, this is Trevor Noah from The Daily Show addressing.
The Secret Service has been all over the news because the January 6th committee wants to know what information they have about President Trump's actions on the day his fans went tailgating in Nancy Pelosi's office.
Tailgating.
So the committee told the Secret Service, give us all the text messages that you guys were sending that day. But the Secret Service said this.
The Secret Service says it cannot recover the deleted text messages from January 5th and 6th of last year. The Washington Post is reporting the agency has no new text to provide to Congress and that any other messages exchanged between agents around the time of the attack were purged.
The Secret Service claims these messages were erased as part of a device replacement program. Adding any insinuation that the Secret Service maliciously deleted text messages following a request is false.
See, now, the first thing I thought was, well, they probably, if they purge them, they just do it on a regular basis. Like, I don't keep all my emails.
There's,
but that's what they're saying?
That's what they're saying.
They're changing the devices?
Yes, that's what they're
saying. Wow, what a load of crap.
Yeah, and I don't believe it 1%.
No, of course not.
Not 1%.
No. And I could come up with a better excuse than that.
I mean, I'm sure they have ways we don't know of to delete stuff if they need to.
Oh, I bet they do know how to make that disappear forever.
They sure didn't do it this time.
Those Secret Service texts are gone, gone, gone.
This is so sad. The Secret Service lost all the texts from January 6th because they were doing a device replacement program. What a perfect, I mean, terrible thing. And you know, it's interesting how they're saying, once you delete a text, there's no way to retrieve it. Yeah, once they delete a text, it's gone. Because best believe, if any of us lost a text, the Secret Service would find it. Yeah. They would find the shit out of it. The real question we should be asking is, why are they even texting? Imagine this, the Capitol was being overrun by a mob of Facebook comments come to life. People are trying to hang the vice president, and the Secret Service is texting? Guys, what is this thing for?
Okay, stop it right there. So he's saying, he's talking into his sleeve.
Oh, yeah, but right.
What about the microphone with the earpiece?
Right, exactly. Yeah, where we all talk to each other immediately.
Right.
That's
how they would have communicated.
They'd have gone on their phone like a 16-year-old girl going, oh, I can't believe what's
exactly
happening here.
Exactly.
Wow.
Hey, back, hey, back. You, the vice president is in Asia. Sorry, autocorrect. I meant danger. The vice president is in danger. Send back. Never mind. The problem solved itself.
I mean, honestly, come on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, there's no way. I'm sure someone, a little tech background, be able to find those. Well, like we say, that was probably maybe true.
We'll talk to our expert in a second.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And see if that's possible.
All right.
Is it even possible that they lost?
Is this Trixie? Or,
yeah, Trixie.
She actually works for a major company. The IT person has all the inside info on this stuff.
She, you mean he?
Yes, exactly.
And we'll talk to Trixie next.
One of so many good songs on that album from Wolfie, Mammoth Wolfgang Van Halen, that is Epiphany on KLOS. He's been doing some very interesting interviews lately. If you would really like to know more about him, dig into his social and see some of the stuff.
Including why he doesn't play Van Halen
stuff. Exactly. Yeah. Yes, yeah, very interesting stuff.
Let's talk about the Secret Service some more. So they, apparently the U.S. Capitol made requests of them. Congress made requests of them. Don't let anything happen to those text messages.
I mean, of course, it's an investigation. That's what happens to everyone who gets involved.
And they said, oh, those texts.
Oh, gall darn it. You know, gosh, we decided to get away from Betamax and move up to the new version.
That's what they said, in effect. Yes. What? So we have our computer expert, Pinky, also known as Trixie.
Pinky!
Pinky.
Hello.
Hi there. Is it possible the Secret Service lost those texts and they're not recoverable?
Yeah, that's the most important question. Not recoverable.
Cover up. Excuse me. I had something in my throat there.
It sounded like you coughed cover up.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me and to the Secret Service who are listening right now.
Right, sure.
I've got to tell you guys, though, this to me sounds fishy. And I say that because I've done this work for 15 years, and I've recovered numerous deleted text messages.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And
you have to know with the Secret Service, they have to keep aggressive records, I would think.
They must have the most amazing system of them all, no matter even if they ditched one and went to another.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I think even when they turn in their phones, they have to back up the phones to some sort of internal system.
Sure.
Prior to turning the phones in and getting them wiped. So here's the thing, though. I don't think that they were texting just regular iMessage back and forth. I think if they were texting anything related to this, it was through like an app like Signal, because those are completely encrypted and they won't be able to recover those. So those are very, very difficult to recover. But if it's just a regular message, yeah, those can be recovered. And unless they're overwritten by new data.
Well, that's not what they were saying. They were saying that they migrated to a new system, quote unquote.
Yeah, have you ever run into that where your client has moved on to a new system and, oh my gosh, the old system, well, it just all went away. Poof.
Everything's gone.
Has that ever happened with you?
From reading it, it sounds like they migrated to a new system, but they would have all their data back on these phones.
Right.
So like when you get like a new phone updated, you know, from like iPhone 12 to 13, let's say, and all your data gets pushed onto that new phone, you don't lose any of it.
Exactly. Right. And I'm always very happy about that. Yeah. It's all right there ready for me to go.
Right. And it sounds too like they were saying that some of the data got lost and it just so happened to be January 5th and 6th when all the data was missing.
Isn't that crazy?
When you're dealing with this kind of stuff on a regular basis and keeping the president safe, wouldn't you kind of think, you know, I'm tired of hearing flimsy excuses from people and come up with something better than that?
I mean, exactly. At least like aliens did it or something.
Right.
That sounds more reasonable.
Once in a while, something like this comes along where you go, okay, I know exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
They're hiding these from Congress because they're trying to protect
the president for whatever reason.
And blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And you know that it's false. You just know it's false.
Patently false.
Completely false. They're recoverable.
I don't think we could get away with something like that.
No, of course not. We're not the Secret Service. Of course not.
Well, are you willing to help them dig out these messages, Trixie?
Hire me so I could stop working at the bars at night.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon and time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Michael Schneider, the TV editor for Variety, stopped by.
Awesome dude. Love that guy.
Talked about new shows you should be watching for right now. It is Better Call Saul on a show called The Bear on FX.
Yep, and he's also a fan of Only Murders in the Building as well, which I love that show.
There's a PhD student in Spain who's positive that there are four galaxies out there that will attack Earth one day soon. I think we just heard from him. He might be crazy. And the Secret Service says they can't recover any text from January 5th or 6th of last year.
But our IT expert guy who deals with this kind of stuff all the time
That's crazy.
He said, yeah, not so much.
Let's not be ridiculous.
Don't really believe that. I'm going to go home and delete a bunch of incriminating texts.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. You want to join us August 25th? KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park.
Unbelievably cool. The park's going to be closed, so it's just us KLOS humans in there afterwards, running to the rides without big lines. Correct. Damn.
And we're giving away a four-pack of tickets right now. So if you want to call, it'll be caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS, and you will get a four-pack of tickets to the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure.
He is the cult of personality. That guy over there is my pal, Kevin. I am Sluggo, and who are you?
This is Darren.
Darren, you're caller 13.
Yes! Thank you.
You get to join us when we take over the Disney California Adventure Park. You got a four-pack of tickets. It's August 25th.
Oh, my goodness. That is so awesome. Thank you.
Do you think you can round up three other people?
I sure can.
Well, enjoy. Have a great time.
Great. Thank you so much.
You are Woo-hoo. Most welcome.
KLOS.
Right now, we have KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. We will take caller 13 at 818-955-KLOS. You get a four-pack of tickets to join the KLOS Summer Invasion of Disney's California Adventure Park. It is August 25th. We'll take caller 13. Good luck.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
There's Oscar.
Oscar, you're caller 13.
Great. Oh, that's wonderful, man. That's great. I love it.
Well done. Welcome to KLOS's Summer Invasion of Disney California Adventure Park. You got a four-pack of tickets.
Oh, man, wonderful.
You have three other people that you can bring?
Oh, yeah, of course. My wife and my brother and sister-in-law.
Oh, no, I'm afraid they can't go with you. No, sorry. Sorry. Nope, not those people. Anyone else?
So you get two tickets. Sorry. No, I'm just kidding. You get four tickets, and it's August 25th, and have a great time.
Okay, great.
Billboard magazine started tabulating their top sellers on this day in rock in 1940. The very first number one, Tommy Dorsey's I'll Never Smile Again, featuring vocals from Frank Sinatra. Bob Dylan released his Like a Rolling Stone on this day in rock in 1965. One of my personal all-time favorite rock movies, Sid and Nancy, released on this day in rock in 1986, starring Gary Oldman as Sid Vicious.